to order. We are joined with the ABAG Administrative Committee. Janice, can you confirm we have a quorum? Or okay, does ABAG?
ABAG does not yet have a quorum. We need one more.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'd like to ask everyone to please stand and join me in the Pledge of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, the next order of business for MTC is our compensation announcement, but I looked and did a little of my history research, and on this day in 1947, the B.F. Goodrich Company, and this is a quote, they announced they have developed a tubeless tire, a technology innovation that will make transportation safer and more efficient. And that's as on this day in 1947. And so we are here to continue that tradition, making transportation more efficient and safer. And so for doing that, we will receive $100 per meeting and a maximum up to $500 per month per agency. And so that's another bit of history, and we are being compensated to follow that great tradition. That's right, yeah.
But I like the nexus, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you. You know, I appreciate that. And we're just trying to meet the letter of the law here. So with that...
Jim, can
yes,
we have our staff
I was just going to ask if ABAG will do the same. Or
yes, Mr. Chair. Pursuant to Assembly Bill 23, the following ABAG Committee Administrative Committee members in attendance at this special meeting of the ABAG Administrative Committee are entitled to receive per diem in the amount of $150 as a result of convening the simultaneous or serial meeting of the MTC Planning Committee. Supervisor Dave Cortese, Supervisor Scott Haggerty, Councilmember Sam Licardo, Supervisor Mark Liu, Supervisor James Sparing, Mayor Jean Kwan.
Now I can buy a
okay, you won't for a truck or bus. Okay, thank you, Fred. Moving on, item number four, this is for the MTC Planning Committee. This is a consent calendar. These are the minutes from April 11th. Is there
move
any?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. That's okay. You can trust the rest of us.
We believe you.
I read them.
All right, she read them. So is there any dissent in that motion? Hearing none, that motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number five, this is a recommended priority development area planning, grants, and regional implementation priorities. And who's presenting this? Teresa, are you kicking this one off?
I am. Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners, ABAG board members. I'm Teresa Trevetti with MTC Planning, and I'm here with my ABAG colleague Dwayne Bay. And we're here to present the program of projects for the regional PDA planning program, totaling about $8.4 million. Following our presentation and discussion, I will request that the MTC Planning Committee refer Resolutions 3925 Revised and 4035 Revised to the Commission for approval. So I'd like to start with a little bit of background about the program. As you may recall, the PDA Planning Program was launched in 2005 as the Station Area Planning Program, and that program was created to support the region's transit expansion program and transit-oriented development policy. Grant funding was made available to jurisdictions to plan for housing and job growth around these station areas in support of transit ridership. As station areas were completed along these, as station area plans were completed along these corridors, the program was expanded to include planning in the region's PDAs. The funds typically support specific plans with environmental impact reports, along with corresponding general plan amendments and zoning amendments that are adopted at the local level. To date, over $19 million in grants have been awarded that have resulted in zoning for 44,000 housing units, 60,000 new jobs, and 24 million square feet of commercial development in PDAs throughout the region. I will also note that the EIRs that are funded through this planning process go a long way to implementing the adopted plans. Projects that are consistent with the plans are able to tier off the EIRs, which helps to accelerate implementation and development of the plans. The Technical Assistance Program was launched a few years after the Station Area Planning Program in 2009, and it was created to address sticking points that sometimes come up in the planning process. The program was designed to address these sticking points that sometimes serve as barriers to implementing the adopted plans. The types of projects that are funded through this program are typically very short-term, discrete projects and often focus on topics such as parking and development feasibility. Those are a couple of examples that we tend to see frequently come through. And given the comprehensive nature of the planning grants, along with the focus on implementation, both of these programs serve as key components in advancing implementation of the region's PDAs in Plan Bay Area. So moving towards the call for applications, staff surveyed local jurisdictions in advance of the call to get feedback on the existing programs, as well as to get a sense of the local planning needs over the next few years. And survey results showed support for a new program component that staff was considering, PDA staffing assistance. And this was really designed to help cities that have planning needs but maybe not have enough staff to manage these activities given the staffing reductions that we've seen over the last few years. So in January, after taking additional survey information and making minor modifications, staff issued the call for projects for all three of the programs, so PDA planning, the technical assistance, and then the new staffing assistance program, with applications due in April. Staff did host two pre-application workshops, one in Oakland and one in San Jose, for jurisdictions to attend and ask questions about the programs. The one other aspect about the call that I'll highlight is that while the regional programs have always focused on high-impact project areas and projects, this call for applications really emphasized that priority would be given to the top 16 cities taking on two-thirds of the regional housing growth in Plan Bay Area. And the reason for this is that in addition to this, the regional PDA planning funds that are available, there's also $20 million available through the One Bay Area grant program at the county level. So given that those funds are also available there, regional staff wanted to make sure that we really placed an emphasis on those cities that were taking on a big portion of the regional housing growth. So in response to the call, staff received 31 applications across all three of the programs, and those projects were evaluated by a team of both MTC and ABAG regional planners. I'm going to turn it over to Duane to talk a little bit more about that evaluation process.
A very little bit more. The committee consisted of three ABAG staff, two MTC staff. The committee was primarily composed of people who had direct experience in the PDAs and with the agencies through the administration of prior grants. Evaluation criteria were basically the same for all three categories with one exception. The criteria that were in common were location in a community of concern, location of the top 16 city, project impact, commitment to transportation and land use supportive policies, potential to meet regional program goals, local commitment to implementation. With regard to the technical assistance category only, there was an emphasis on regional replicability.
Take it away.
Back to me. So the results of the evaluation process are found in Attachment A in your packet, along with the recommended list of projects. I'd like to now move to briefly mention some key PDA implementation priorities with a regional focus that are also outlined in your memo, as well as recommended for funding. The first one is the State Route 82 Relinquishment Exploration Study, and this project is really going to assess the process of relinquishing Caltrans state highways, focusing on State Route 82 from San Jose to State Route 84 in Redwood City, which is essentially the El Camino Real along the Grand Boulevard Initiative Corridor. The study will evaluate data on roadway conditions and maintenance costs, as well as costs related to bringing the facility up to a state of good repair. We're anticipating that these study findings would be applicable to other PDAs with Caltrans state highways in them and would be able to utilize those results. We're also recommending the Transit Corps Capacity Study. This is a study that will be looking at strategies and investments to expand the region's transit capacity in core areas in the region where there is a lot of growth anticipated in Plan Bay Area. There are two pieces to the study. One will focus on the Bay Bridge Transbay Corridor into San Francisco, and another component will focus on the South Bay. Third, the assessment of public lands near rail corridors. I know the commissioners are probably familiar with this as it was discussed at your commission workshop in March, but essentially this would be looking at underutilized parcels along rail corridors and PDAs with an emphasis on looking at the potential for affordable housing and mixed-use developments. There'll be various strategies assessed here, especially looking at innovative ways at land disposition and value capture, and trying to assess both near-term and long-term opportunities that could be considered. And finally, a category for PDA implementation studies and forums. This would allow regional agency staff to dive a little deeper into some of the topics that have come up through the planning process that we've described, as well as feedback from local jurisdictions on particular areas that they would like a little bit more information on or that could help them with their planning processes. Another piece of this component would be to kind of pick up where the regional agencies left off before Plan Bay Area. We hosted regional forums with focused on PDA topics, and now with Plan Bay Area adopted, I think we would try to pick that up and expand that program and really focus on implementation topics related to PDAs. So with that, I'll close my remarks here for any questions, and following that, again, ask the Planning Committee to refer Resolutions 3925 revised and 4035 revised to the Commission for approval.
Okay, are there questions?
Julie? Just for the record, we now have a quorum for the Administrative Committee, so we're able to vote.
Pat, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chair Spearing. My question is actually on Attachment B1, the last page, and it's on the priority conservation areas, which I know is not a subject for discussion today, but I just need clarification, and I don't need it today, so if staff can just get back to me in the future. And I mentioned this to Ken earlier. It says on Thatcher Ranch easement acquisition and the Pacheco Hill parkland acquisition, it's pending exchange, and I don't understand what pending exchange means. So if I could just get clarification on that. And then also just clarification where Thatcher Ranch easement is in Novato. I haven't heard of it referred in that way, but so just those questions, and it can be done offline unless someone knows the answers today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there other? Trace, on the technical assistance, this South Richmond, I'm not concerned about the location. What is the affordable housing and commercial linkage? What is that? I mean, are we talking, is this a land use or are these fees? I mean, what is that?
They are in the process currently of doing a PDA plan, and it's looking at linkage fees. It's essentially a nexus study that they'd be able to assess housing impact fees.
Okay, and is that something that the city is initiating?
Yes.
And what are we funding in that?
So the way that there is a distinction between the way the PDA planning program and then the staffing and technical assistance works. So the PDA planning program, the funding goes directly to the cities, and they often hire consultant teams to do that work. With staffing assistance and technical assistance, MTC has a bench of on-call consultant teams, and so we would assign one of those consultants to work with the city to complete the work. There's a scope of work, and the relationship really ends up being between the city and the consultant.
Okay, I just have a concern about us, MTC, advocating for, additional fees or anything on construction, and so I think that's a local issue, and that's something that needs to be decided locally. And so I just don't want to be setting a precedent to where we're recommending those types of policies. And so, so you're saying this approach is coming right from the city of Richmond?
That's right.
Okay, from South Richmond.
Commissioner Spearing, to your right.
Yes.
Is it fine to ask a question, make a comment at this time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Good morning. I wanted to just point out one of the items here, which is a feasibility analysis for a new whistle stop facility in Marin County, and it's not recommended for funding. I just want to speak up, not for getting the funding. I'm prepared to accept that, but to let you know that the way that our PDA planning program works, there are local planning dollars handled by the CMA, and we're using those dollars and actually supporting this planning project. It's going to put dozens of senior housing units above social services that have long been occurring in the historic train station in San Rafael. and it's immediately adjacent to the terminus of the Smart Line. So I think it's an outstanding project. I'm comfortable with it not being qualifying because I'm sure the analysis was thorough, but we're going forward with it, and it's a good project to keep our eye on at MTC. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have any speaker cards. Anybody want? Come on up, and you can just hand that card to Teresa. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Bob Glover, Executive Officer of the Building Industry Association of the Bay Area. I had a specific question in regard to the issue that Commissioner Spearing brought up. And it may be a point of clarification through the chair in the response that I think staff gave back. What I'm trying to clarify is that is MTC providing the funding for the city to hire a Kaiser Marston EPS Bay Area Economics, or will MTC be providing the consultants that will do the study, the Nexus study for the city? That would be the first question I had. And then maybe in response to that, and I'll leave it to the end, I'll get through this real quick, but have funds like these been allocated in the past? The concern that I have is the statement that this, you know, technical aid assistant projects are evaluated on regional replicability. And so is it MTC's intention to now fund these studies throughout the Bay Area? Also noted that $500,000 in resolution 4035 is already allocated to the South Richmond PDA. I don't know what that's for, but is the scoring sheet available for review? And is there a way to comment earlier on in the process? I hate always coming here at the last minute and throwing these wrenches to you at the last minute. Long and short, okay with $6.74 to $6.8 million. I have a problem with the $60,000 here. It's troubling that funds are being expended on a Nexus study for a new fee that HCD has already ruled must be analyzed as a potential constraint on new development. The Nexus study's legality is under question at this time. And it also adds cost to housing construction in a PDA where we're at a time when we're trying to increase project feasibility. So those are my comments and questions. I'm just really concerned about the precedent-setting nature of expending these types of funds for a city issue. But thank you for the time.
Well, you're one of two people that have expressed that concern.
Sure, I can address some of those questions. So in the case, the first question related to whether the city would be hiring the consultant or it would be a MTC. MTC has the on-call consultant teams, and we would be assigning that consultant, a consultant, to work with the city of Richmond. And the acknowledgement of the additional money going to the South Richmond PDA, that is for the comprehensive planning process. And so this is just another piece that would be a parallel and working a coordinated effort. And yes, the scoring sheet could be made available. And I think that may answer all the other questions. Oh, one other comment I guess I would make. The technical assistance program, we've had four cycles of funding, and there's been 16 different projects. And so we have looked at some other. There was a transportation nexus study as well done for East Palo Alto. So we've done these types of studies in the past, or the studies have been done for local jurisdictions that are looking for this type of work. So that, and those projects are actually all up on our website. You can see the final reports as well as the description of the projects.
Okay. Hopefully, can you get that to the speaker between now and our commission meeting when this comes before the commission? And
sure.
Any information, if you could distribute to any of the commissioners on the committee, that would be helpful too, so we can see that. So I have another person that's interested in this issue, so I'd like to see that data too, so we can have further discussion on it when it comes to the commission if needed. So with that, is there any other comments? Okay. Is there a motion to move the item?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, that motion passes.
Thank you.
Where's your agenda?
Okay,
public comments. I don't have any speaker cards. Yes.
Jim, we need to pass the resolution as well.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jill.
So do I have a motion for
I'll move the motion. I'll move the resolution.
Okay, I need a second. Remember, you're on my committee too. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. That carries unanimously. Okay. Very good.
Can we go back to the ABAG minutes?
Exactly.
I'd like to move approval of the February 14, 2014 minutes with some minor wording changes provided to staff earlier this morning.
Yeah. Okay. And it was a very minor change. So that's a motion. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? There again, that passes unanimously. We have another set of minutes. Item B, which is the minutes of the March 6th, 7th ABAG administrative retreat.
Eric? So I move approval.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yay.
Abstain? Carries unanimously again. Thank you very much. All right, back to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I have no speaker's cards or public comments. There's no further business. The committee is adjourned.